Okay. We'll go ahead and get started. Welcome everybody. Thank you to everybody for coming this afternoon. This is the fiscal 2017 budget work session for Veterans Affairs Office. And Brett and the commission are here. So you guys want to start off with anything before we get rolling?
Sure.
Okay. We'll start with the revenue budget.
179. Brett.
Probably looking at the same numbers that you're seeing for this fiscal year. The only one that's not an unknown there is the 262721, which is the allocation from the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, $10,000, and you should see that about August.
Yep. Yeah, my question is the donations. You've already brought in $248 this year, but it looks like we're re-estimating to $198, which I'm not sure how that's possible. Should be at least $248, and I would say more than that. And then if we brought in $500 2 years ago, and we've already brought in $248, 50% through the year here, I'm just wondering if it's reasonable to have a little more than $100 in that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was when we did this in December. Maybe that's where that number come from. But, yeah, I can see that $248.
Yep.
And everything else you've got going, I think the chances that you're going to still get.
Mm-hmm. You want to put that at 300?
Okay.
Maybe 121, change it from 100 to 300?
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that
take us to revenue?
Expenses.
His salaries look really wacky too. There you go. So, Brad, you and I had this discussion, but your salaries for the current year included another position. That position left, so you have not allocated those salaries or appropriated those salaries. I'm re-estimating to see what you're actually going to spend for your salaries and related line items. And next year, what is in there is 8.7 pay periods and 2.5% plus 25% now. Okay? So at this point in time, that's how we're going forward on the budget. Also understand that we only budgeted 94% for the current year of the salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the board has been talking that that's how they're going to do it next year also, and just come in and amend the year end for action.
Okay.
What is the $2,100 for non-payment of staff?
That's for the commissioner. And that'll cover their $50 a month.
Yep.
Plus, sure. It covers $100 for each of them for training during the year, which have two trainings.
And then next for me is vehicle fuels and maintenance. You spent $324 so far this year. Re-estimating that $750, why would we expect it to go to $1,000?
Before you continue on with this conversation, we just got done with community services, and we are dropping, it sounds like, the contract with City of Ames. So
yeah.
That's where a lot of, I mean...
Yeah, Carla and I have been talking about that, and she's going to reduce the cars down to three from... They went from 5 down to 4 and 4 down to 3.
Right. We just want to make sure that you have access to vehicles when you need. We think we can do that.
And I do, yeah.
I think vehicle fuels and maintenance, we can reduce that line item.
Yeah, I looked back a couple of years. It was 856.
Yep.
And 324. Re-estimate at 750. Want to go with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Just move
that 50
over
on the way to 1,000. To 1,000, yeah. Change the 1,000 to
750. If they're dropping a car, then our percentage goes up.
We're not paying.
We're not going to pay
the
same amount. We're dropping a car. We're reducing expenses.
The monthly cost.
So it's a third of whatever the cost is, right? A third of the cost for all the cars will be VA's part.
Okay.
Yeah, the contract with the City of Ames, there's an administrative fee that's paid each month, and we're going to discontinue that. We're going to get
so there's some cost cuts in that. I don't understand.
We reduced that line item in community services from $7,000 to $3,200, so the $750 that we're plugging in here is more than enough.
Good.
Office supplies. You got re-estimated at $750 for this year, but then $2,200 for next year.
Well, on that, I was looking at there's a program for filing for benefits. I was looking at getting, so that's why that number was different.
A software program.
Actually, it's been around for a while. I just was waiting for him to work the bugs out. Matt Reese, when he was here, he really recommended this, and so that's what that extra money is in there for, so we could get that software program and manage the benefits.
It looks like in your narrative there's a system or a cost set up.
Yep.
And then an ongoing process.
Yeah. Yeah. And I might even, hopefully I'd have, if we have a little bit of money left over in this budget, maybe we can get it towards the end of the fiscal year.
Well, you've got the capacity to get it this year. We'll know more as we go, but
yeah.
Well, it looks like we're clearly going to have the capacity in this year.
Thank you.
Just based on how things are going to work out, even just on the staffing level, aren't we? So can we just go ahead and plan on getting that this year? And then all we've got to do is pay the maintenance. Make sure we don't have the purchase.
Yeah. It's called VetroSpec. If you, that's in.
Okay. So you're saying take $600 out of this line out of next year's budget?
Yeah, $600 out of next year's budget, but then go ahead and get it in this fiscal year, Brad.
Okay.
All right. So that takes us down to $1,600.
Are you thinking like May?
I'm thinking whatever you want to do. If you want to do it tomorrow, do it tomorrow.
Okay.
You need to make sure on the annual fee, see if their annual fee comes with it for the first whatever or how that works.
Okay.
Okay.
I get all the partake. Yeah.
Right.
And what's nice about this, I can be anywhere that there's an internet and log on to it. So it's not like an
incomplete program.
Yeah, it's not like, so that's pretty nice.
Okay. I was good on the rest of that page.
Okay. And the commission did quite a bit of slashing for it up here, so I want to give them a. They really worked it over pretty good, so I think we're pretty close to our numbers.
Next for me was rent payments, utility payments, and transportation. Clearly, we're way down in those in the current year.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Yeah, we haven't used a whole lot on rent, so we cut, we kind of dropped that one down from 10,000 to, or 10.5 down to 9. Dropped utilities from 15 down to 1,000. We kind of hesitated dropping it more than that, looking at the full history of it. At one time it was 11,000 on rent. I guess the most was $1,200 on utilities.
There's some cycles in that too. That we a couple months we don't have any claims, and then the next month you get four or five. Depends on the weather,
yeah.
Construction. If they can work outside, a lot of different factors enter into it. So we may see an increase next month because they haven't been able to work.
Yeah. The other thing is too, being proactive with job opportunities. Have a board in the office, and I'm getting almost daily job openings. The board's to the point I need a bigger board to put this stuff on. But so maybe the job market's turned around a little bit in the last couple of years.
What do you mean? You think like a posted board?
Yeah, I'll get like
right back in.
City of Ames, people. I just get stuff from all over and. And it's pretty full. And that might explain some of it. They're not coming in for rent assistance because they've got a job. So. down.
Does anybody want to reduce it
more than that? You have any
feelings on that? To be short. I want us to be able to take care of what we need to take care of, but it doesn't make sense to me to budget something that's beyond what we expect. We spent, what, $750 so far this year, even if we're looking at cycles.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really hard for me to foresee how we're going to get anywhere close to $8,000 for this year. And if that's true, then is $9,000 too much for next year? Again, I don't want to be turning veterans who need it away. But that seems to me that if we put enough in here to be able to accommodate the first part of the year, and then we sit down at this point next year and we say, I'm going to use $5,000 as the example. Let's say we put $5,000 in here. Well, it doesn't look to me like $5,000 for half the year has ever been a situation where that wasn't enough. And then we sit down here and we say, hey, we've already used $4,300 for this year. We need some more in this line item. I know that I would be really, really supportive of putting some more in there. And so I'm kind of looking at that as maybe that's the way we can go about it. Because we're gonna have, maybe we'll see $750 at this point next year. Maybe we'll see $4,200 at this point next year. So I suggest we take it to $5,000, Brett, and then we have a conversation a year from now on where it is. And if we've got to adjust for FY17, we adjust. We seem really willing to adjust down. I think if we do that, we've got to be willing to adjust up.
So if the need is there.
Yep.
So we take the 8 down to 5.
The re-estimate?
You want to cut the... Okay. You're talking about re-estimate.
The only thing I
could add to that is there's a voucher I just turned in for $450. So that's where we're really at at this minute. And I don't have anything pending, so.
Well, the re-estimate doesn't do anything for us other than give us an idea.
Just an idea.
So I'm talking more, and I'm fine with whatever we want to go with for the re-estimate because it's going to be what it is. I'm throwing out there, let's plug 5 in for FY17 with the understanding that if you start to get anywhere close to that at any point, you come let us know. Again, we don't want to be turning people away in that line.
Sounds like pretty good agreement to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Leave the re-estimate alone. Make 9.5.
Okay. Funeral services, I feel the same way. That is what it is. We are paying for the funerals. We just are. We can't predict how many we're going to have to pay for. That's the reason we went. We've had this conversation, Brett, every year.
Every year, yeah.
And in my mind, it is just it's a swag number. We plug in 5,000. We know we're going to pay for whatever we need to pay for. And if we need to put some money in the budget late in the year in order to accommodate a high number of funerals, we'll do it.
And over the years, it was $3,400, $5,200, $3,600. However,
this year way up. Exactly.
We're over by 4,000. You know, so yeah, we don't.
So if we need,
nobody's going
to
hit this.
It doesn't look to me like we need to plug any money into your budget just the way things are working out. But if we ever got into a situation where we said, "Hey, we budgeted $5,000 for this, and we've already spent $9,200," we may have another 3 or 4 funerals yet this spring. We don't know.
Right.
Just know that when we went to this $5,000, we said this directly about the funeral services. We will fund whatever the number is. So if you ever get tight on your overall budget, and we're over in that one, we'll plug some more money in at the end of the year.
Brent, just to refresh a little bit, veteran, first of all, you look at what benefits or where they stand. How do you determine what dollars, whether we have to pay a certain amount, and it's usually a certain amount for that funeral, because didn't we enter into some type of agreement with the funeral home in 18-something, depending up on our...
We've been increasing it each year 2%.
Right.
Plan on doing it again.
So, this year we added a 2% onto that so that whether it's a veteran or not a veteran,
right,
the funeral home director is getting the same amount.
Right. Which it wasn't always that way. We're the ones who took it to that.
On the increase, yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't used to pay the same amount for a veteran that we paid.
We should. Yeah.
I know, but we didn't used to. We should.
Yeah.
I'm glad we are.
And that's what happened. I have a funeral home director calling me. Hey, Brett, how come you can't pay me as much as
exactly.
community services, you know? And that's with one department putting in 2%, another department not, is what happened there. So we married that up, and I think we've been the same, haven't we, Deb, for a few years now. And actually, that's the one I turned my budget out to call you on that one, Lisa, to increase that. But yeah, on funerals, it's an eligibility. If there's a life insurance policy out there or something like that, then you know they need to use that. And then we have the choice in there on what kind of funeral. It's not you have to have a cremation. Right. You got a choice whether kind of a funeral you want. So.
But in my mind, this is one of those that there should never be a time that somebody is eligible and doesn't have the funding somewhere else that we don't take care of it. And I really don't care what we have budgeted in here. That's just something that we go find the money to do. So that's what I believe the commitment is that you have for this board.
And one thing to note, too, in Story County, I have an agreement with the directors, the funeral home directors, on any burial at the Iowa Veteran Cemetery, that there's no cost in transporting the veteran casket or cremation down there, and then that cost is zero for the veteran.
That's a big step.
You have to get to the casket or the cremation complete. That's the cost there, and everything down there is at no cost to the veteran. So it's pretty nice. $300 for a spouse to be buried down there. So.
All right, so I'm suggesting taking that one to $5,000. For next year. Yeah, it's clearly going to be more than $9,200 this year. Okay. That was all I have.
Anything else you
need
to
add
for us?
Yep, all got moved in pretty quick, and we have a full time, a part time, and 3/4 time. It's helped me with the phones and helped me.
Are they picking it up pretty quick?
Yeah, okay. Helped me with the phones, and we've got it set up now where they can make appointments for me. So, which is what we were talking at lunchtime. It's, you know, I can spend a half a day making appointments, or I can spend that same time actually seeing these veterans. So,
we want you, are an expert. We're lucky to have you. We want you doing that stuff. We don't want you doing the things that other people can do. We want you doing the things that really nobody else does quite like you. And hopefully that's where we're moving.
Yep. So yeah, appreciate that. You know, I lost one guy and kind of picked up three here to help out. So
good. And the space ended up being okay.
Yep.
You guys, will you start having your meetings in that conference room?
We've had one. Yeah.
Not a bad space to have a meeting.
Yeah. We've had our meetings there. So.
We've got that one. We've got one upstairs too. And there's a couple other places you can meet in the building.
Good.
Haven't had too many veterans that went upstairs. Just had a few. So we got signage up. You know, and.
We're
not sure how long we need to put the signage.
Well, that's what I'm just here thinking right now is what's the future of that space upstairs? We haven't even talked about it yet. We wanted to get all the way into this and see what, make sure everything was going like we were hoping it was going to go. But maybe that's a conversation we need to have sooner rather than later. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.